Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not. Still, we should run like it is, Godzilla!
The longer you live, the more you will realize that the only things that truly exist in this reality are merely pain, suffering, and futility.
It's alive!
Yeah, so you know how I'm like reading these American classics?
Yeah.
You know how you don't really care about me telling you stories about these American classics?
Did you finish another one or no?
No, kind of. I did finish Of Mice and Men, but I'm going back and I'm reading all the American classics because, you know, I'm fucking bored with my life and I don't really know what to read. So if you guys have any suggestions, email us, calltomadness@gmail.com. I would love some new suggestions for books, but right now I'm going through the classics, and I got to A Tale of Two Cities. Now, I know English has changed dramatically throughout the century and everything like that, but my big problem is I'm currently in A Tale of Two Cities. So there's a line in this book that says, "And the coach driver finally ejaculated at the words of something." And I immediately assumed like this cab driver was like just
yanking it,
just coming, just everywhere, shooting fucking ropes like it's nobody's business. But really, it was him like getting off the carriage.
He was getting off for it.
Yeah, he was getting off. But like, I just like, I heard it and I was like, man. English used to be so fun. We used to say things that like nowadays it just means come. I think every word means come most of the time.
Should we bring it back?
Bring what back? Ejaculate it as like a normal everyday. Like, dude, I'm about to ejaculate the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm about to fucking ejaculate.
Dude, I'm down to bring that back.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I know that's not a good way to start a pop culture episode because that book was probably written in like 1890s and the dude is far long dead, but like,
he ejaculated out of here?
He ejaculated the fuck out of here. But I know it's not a good way to start, but I felt the need to tell you that at one point in time, at one point in time, we used the word ejaculated to fucking leave or get off of things.
I'm bringing it back.
We should. As a society, I think this was going to fix America is if we all just start using the word ejaculate more often.
We all just start getting off.
It would make the world a happier place, I think.
I mean,
just imagine just everybody coming all the time. Is that a problem?
It depends on where you're at, though. But
the world would be a stickier place. So sticky on everything. Yeah. With that, I am your host for the day, Tyler Campbell.
I am your reigning dipshit, Jake.
We are one member short today. Thomas is working a shitload, but later on in this episode, we will be sitting down with Will Spencer, my tattoo artist from Grim Reaper Tattoo. You can find his work on Will Do Tattoos. Honestly, it's some of the best neo-trad tattooing I've ever fucking seen. I love this dude's work. If you get a chance, check him out. So, Jake, I know later we're going to be talking about anime, and we're going to be talking about Dune and Star Wars with Will.
But a lot of shit has happened this week.
Can we talk about the bridge?
Let's talk about the bridge.
Dude, okay, so conspiracy theories are already coming out that like,
oh, I know. I've been reading about it.
Yeah, it's like this was planned or something, and it's like,
because people like who have been, what are they called? Not boat drivers, what are they called?
Captains?
That's it. Captains. just let that go. Just let that one go. The captains, like other ships, say like that most cargo ships have a backup system so you can at least steer.
Mm-hmm.
And this shouldn't have happened, but some people say the anchor like drug him into the bridge, but I don't know. What do you think?
No, I honestly just love seeing the conspiracy theories. I know it was like a system failure. Alex Jones has already gone out and said that we're get ready for World War III. Who are we fighting?
Because of Baltimore?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because a fucking bridge fell down. I'm like, I'm sorry for the people that lost their lives. I know there's been, I think, 6 confirmed dead, but there's
a pothole team on the bridge, right?
Yeah, at least there's it happened at night at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's
so
like no traffic at all.
Mm-hmm, no traffic. So
I think
it was
a terrorist attack. It would have been happening like during the day.
It'd been a bigger explosion.
Yeah.
Like just I've seen the video of the ship went around and it like spun out kind of and then landed into like the main support beam pretty much.
This is where the theory happens about the anchor because they dropped the anchor because they lost power. But then the anchor caught and then just like veered
pulled them into
that's
it.
What,
that's fucking crazy.
I know.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I love conspiracy theorists. If you know anything about me, conspiracy theories drive me nuts. I love them. Currently, my Instagram feed is 100% full of 9/11 videos. I don't know how it got that way. I promise you, I don't look it up. Like, I'm not at work being like, oh, I can't wait to watch the same 9/11 video 100 times.
You had what, like, I think we had 9 to 11 videos?
Yeah, it was like back to back. Like, I would scroll.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw what you did there. But it would take me, like, I would scroll, I'd go past like 5 videos, and then boom, another 9/11 video. It's like, God damn, what is going on with my algorithm?
Didn't need to be that many.
It's fucking insane. I got to watch Godzilla.
Yeah, how was that?
I'm over Godzilla and Kong being friends.
So am I.
I don't like the tag team anymore. I like Godzilla being like the main army, and it kind of makes Godzilla seem not as like OP as he is because of it. I thought when we had King of the Monsters, fantastic movie. I thought the first one that they did with Bryan Cranston in the beginning wasn't my favorite because there was too much soldier bullshit. Kong versus Zilla. It was cool seeing Kong and like Mechagodzilla and Godzilla, you know, duke it out. That was pretty cool. But with this one, I'm just over Godzilla not being the baddest of the bad and needing help and stuff.
I know.
Like, King of the Monsters, come on, where the fuck do you stand?
You know when I watched King of the Monsters? I watched it in the parking lot at work. I left like 2 hours early because I wanted to watch it in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it on youporn.com.
So, oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. I watched the Broly movie on Pornhub.
Nice.
Yeah, the whole thing, dubbed.
Fuck yeah.
Super cool. Super cool. When I found out it was dubbed, I was like, oh, is that how I get away with not paying for movies?
Yeah,
tickets?
Dude, fuck 1-2-3 Movies or Movie Cafe, is that one? Cafe Movie?
I'm not sure.
Fuck that. Go to porn sites. It's a lot better.
Porn sites when the movies come out. Got it.
Yep. Yeah.
Got it. You have like an 8-hour window to jump on that shit before it's gone.
Yeah, you really do.
God damn. And then
before
we got
it ejaculates.
Before it ejaculates, yeah. On that on Pornhub, absolutely. I'm sure sure everybody's just getting off. If not, that's a sad video to be on Pornhub. But so Godzilla was, I'd give it like a solid like 5 out of 10.
No
wasn't
shit.
My favorite, wasn't the worst, could have been better, could have had more Zilla, but you know, it was
that's
a movie.
That's what I said, but then fucking Dylan, he said that, you know, blah, blah, more monkey. And I was like, but I don't want to see more monkey. Like, but the Godzilla's had how many stolen movies, how many years, when did the last Kong movie come out? I honestly don't know, so I understand, but
I'm just over it. I'm over it. You know what didn't have any monkeys in it? Dune. And you know what was a better movie? Dune. You know who needs to step on it?
Me? Because I still haven't seen it.
I was going to say, because it's honestly, I want to take you to it and just hold your hand throughout the entire 3 hours of this movie.
You best be okay with sweaty hands, man, because the longer you hold my hand, the more, like, they're already sweaty thinking about it.
Oh, getting all nervous? Is it Zendaya, or is it Timothée Chalamet?
I don't want to talk about it.
Ooh, hidden in the closet.
He's got a nice jawline.
He does, dude.
Really
he's
nice
handsome
jawline.
As fuck, man.
He is.
He's handsome as fuck. I wish I had his body. I think I'm going to find him and take him and put him in my closet now.
Allegedly.
No, there's no alleged to it. You better watch out, Timothée Chalamet. I'm coming for you.
Allegedly.
No, fuck that. Godzilla was so-so. We also have P. Diddy on the run. No, he's been caught.
He has been caught.
He's been caught, yeah. He's no longer hiding in the bushes running from everybody.
So what the fuck happened?
You know, I'm not 100% sure.
Sex trafficking? Was
yeah.
Was that what was going on?
Yeah, pretty sure. He's, you know, diddling some kids and sending them out there. Yeah. I mean, I don't really, I know he was more popular during the Tupac Biggie era for music. I don't really have any kind of like,
I don't know a single song of his.
Nah.
Not one.
No. Stephanie was trying to show me some and I was like, oh, that's cool. But like, this isn't really my jam. I just find it super ironic that Cat Williams has been saying this for, I don't know, a couple years, maybe a decade.
What he has?
Yeah.
That Diddy was a sex trafficker?
Yeah. And
why don't we fucking listen to people?
I don't know. Cat Williams, it's
that's fair.
He's kind of crazy, yeah, so it's kind of hard.
Williams.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take his word for anything. Like whenever I've seen, like he just did a Joe Rogan interview not too long ago.
Yeah.
He did one where he exposed everybody and he was like, oh, Kevin Hart is working for the Illuminati and all this other shit and like calling all these people out. You know, he just seems crazy. He just seems crazy. So it's kind of hard to take his word for it.
That's
but then
okay,
like
fair.
Stuff like this comes out and you're like,
maybe
we should have listened.
Maybe all other shit he's saying.
We didn't listen. Also, another fun thing that happened over this past week, we have Quiet on Set. Yeah, that's right. You shut your whore mouth when we're talking about this.
It's Quiet on Set.
Okay, so Quiet on Set is about the scandals that happened at Nickelodeon.
Oh, God. You talking about this. I forgot what it's called. But yeah.
Dan Schneider, basically responsible for majority of your childhood, was molesting and doing, like, really fucked up things. Like, there's a clip of Ariana Grande, like, I want to say she's got to be, like, 13 at the time, just pouring water on herself. Kind of looks like a golden shower.
That's not very cash money.
No, and think back on, like, iCarly. How many times did you see, like, foot things?
Yeah, they would start the episode out with their feet, like, wiggling in the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it happened all the time. Yeah, so he was getting off to that kind of stuff.
It's fucked up.
Nickelodeon also hired a well-known predator, child molester. I mean, caught predator, went to prison for it. Nickelodeon hired this man, and he, pretty sure that's the one who molested Drake Bell.
Or background checks? Like, dude, don't...
No, dude, no,
was
no,
was that
no.
What was intended for? Like, they hired him for that, you think, or what? Because, what the fuck?
Do you think he had, like, a child diddler position at Nickelodeon? Do you think that was his role?
Honestly, I don't know.
Like, he just...
What was his resume like that got him a job at Nickelodeon? See?
I don't know. He was a part of another show. I forget what it was. He had a background in the industry. So, like, he has, like, some credentials. It wasn't like he just walked in with a resume with big, like, capital letters, I molest children, and then, like, handed it in. I forget what show he was a part of. But then we also have Dan Schneider. He was a very sexist person. Like, they had, like, the two writers, they had a share, the two female writers, they had to share a paycheck because he didn't feel like they deserved to be paid what the male staff.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and he would have them, like, he would send them, like, a direct message, like, over AOL and be like, I want you to yell slut really loud in the office just randomly, or I'm a slut, or just, like, all kinds of fucked up stuff just to keep their jobs.
I need to fucking watch this.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucked up. It's not good. It's not good.
No, I doubt it.
I mean, it's really, it makes you really,
it's like,
fucking
traumatized, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, you start to, like, think about your childhood, and I start to, like, go back. Like, I grew up on The Amanda Show. I grew up on all that. I grew up on Kenan and Kel. This was, like, shows during the 90s. Like, mm-hmm. I would watch Nickelodeon during the day, and then by, like 7 o'clock, I'd switch over to Cartoon Network and watch my whatever shows, whatever kind of anime was going on before it went into Adult Swim, and I would have to, like, sneak Adult Swim into my life. But Nickelodeon was the show that I watched during the day. I mean, I grew up on, like, all that, and Amanda and Kenan and Kel and just all these shows. And this, like, monster, like, he was the main guy.
Didn't Spencer from iCarly, like, kind of defend a lot of the women?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the whole story on that one, but
there's a lot of shit to it. It's definitely worth the watch. Definitely something that I can't even, like, recommend it because it is super dark and disturbing.
I mean, yeah, because it's all fucked up.
Yeah, so it is kind of hard to watch, and it definitely, like, made me, like, reevaluate my childhood. Did I have a good childhood, or was I being, like, force-fed feet?
That one?
Kink.
That
but
one.
But did we yell at Quentin Tarantino? Because he does the same thing.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, I'm not putting them in the same bowl, but I'm just...
But he directs the movie, and he goes, I want to suck on them toes.
I have to have Selma Hayek's feet in this movie, or I'm going to kill myself.
And
he got it.
Yeah, because he's the director. He can do what he wants.
Brad Pitt made a shot at him at the Oscars one year about his foot fetish. Yeah. Like, he was, like, thanking, like, Margot Robbie and I forget what... Oh, it was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and then he made a shot about... how much Quentin Tarantino made feet, and he looks so grumpy.
Because he does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, also, with the all that, or not the all that, the Dan Schneider thing, they would dress kids in, like, really fucked up costumes. Like, one kid had, like, dicks on his shoulders as, like, shoulder pads.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they had, like, foam dicks.
Why?
It was just part of the costume. And his superhero was a giant, he had a giant nose, and he would sneeze on people. And it looked like cum. And he would, like, blow it in people's faces.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just absolutely. We're right back to cum.
I know. We just can't get away
from it. The ejaculator.
We just can't get off this topic.
Well, you know, cum's everywhere. It's everywhere, Jake. It's everywhere. Come with me.
We're bringing it back.
And you'll see in a world of cum imagination. You okay?
No, dude. I just woke up, like, what time is it, like... I don't know, an hour ago.
You got to sleep?
I took, like, 2-hour nap.
Ah, oh, dude, I'm so fucking
I feel like
jealous.
Death now because I took a 2-hour nap.
I hate day naps. I love day naps, but I hate day naps.
Dude, they're awful.
I feel fucking terrible after.
I set my alarm for 12:45, and I woke up at almost 2.
Nice, nice. That's a good sleep in. That's a good sleep in sesh.
And I woke up, I'm like, oh, fuck, Tyler's coming over, and you were still at the movies. I'm like, oh, thank God. And then I just moped around the house, and now we're talking about semen.
Hell of a way to wake up.
I know.
Hell of a way to wake up. So moving on from Nickelodeon, the cum feet, I mean, just all the cum.
We're going to ejaculate off this topic.
Yeah, we're going to jump off this topic, and we're going to go into Helldivers. We have yet to talk about Helldivers since the game came out.
I put 60 hours in that game.
I have been asked by so many people, and how they ask me is, you know, you got democracy, and it's like, yeah, bud. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to liberate all over your face and chest and down your throat. I mean,
I think it's probably one of the better games that have come out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, hands down.
Helldivers 1 looked like, I saw Helldivers 2. I didn't play Helldivers 1, so I looked into it. Helldivers 1 made me cringe so bad. It looks like Diablo 1, but with all the Helldivers stuff. It looks so fucking bad. But it's the Helldivers 2 is a masterpiece.
Yeah, they didn't plan on having that many people like jump onto this game. I mean, I'm sure
they should have made it so beautiful.
It is a really good game. Guys, if you have not played this game, it is like, if you haven't played this game, where the fuck are you?
But obviously, yeah.
You need to get out there and start saving our world for democracy, all right? Super Earth needs you, all right? For the democracy and for your death total.
All of the comrades are on the front lines. Where are you?
Fighting the automatons.
Yep.
Fighting the bugs that come from Starship Troopers.
We're losing the battle in the automatons, so.
Are we really?
I haven't been on in a few days. I don't know.
Oh, man, dude. Anytime I get on there, I just get more and more depressed because I see how bad the automatons are kicking
our
asses.
They're whooping our ass.
Yeah, well, like, they shouldn't have made Terminators, like, in this game. I was fine with the bugs. The bugs were fine. But, like, the second I saw the robots, everybody's like, oh, you want to fight the automatons? I'm like, isn't that what we've been doing? And they're like, no. And we got onto a bug world, or into an automaton world.
It just got your ass.
Oh, I got my fucking dick beaten to the ground. There's no chill with that shit, dude. No. There's just missiles coming at you constantly.
Vietnam flashbacks all over again.
Yeah, man. What do you think had a better launch? Was it Helldivers or do you think Pal World? I think Pal World like took.
Ooh.
Like they came out roughly the same time.
Okay.
It's so, like the modern day Pokemon now. Yeah,
I think Pal World had a better kickoff.
Uh huh.
But it only lasted like 2 weeks. Maybe?
Yeah. It came around the same time as like Lethal Company.
No, Lethal came.
It came like a couple weeks before. Like, maybe a month or two.
Yeah. It was more than that.
Whatever. I'm just saying, Pokemon with guns, though.
It's pretty fun. I played the living shit out of that. But it only had, like, a 2 or 3 week, like,
hype.
Yeah, the hype was insane. Everyone's Power World. Like, fuck, I even got a Lambo up there. Because I love that game. And then I saw Helldivers. Tried that out. And then everyone just stopped playing Power World. And then went to Helldivers.
Well, don't you see the trend with games, though? I mean, that's how it is. Like, I haven't met very many people that have been, like, beating these games. They start these games. They get, like, invested in these games. And then they stop playing these games.
Yeah, I think I beat two bosses on Power World out of the 4.
There's just so much content. There's just so much content within these games that, like, one, it's getting harder to beat. But there's also just so much stuff being thrown at us. Like, I'm still trying to play Baldur's Gate 3. I'm so obsessed with that game.
I've wanted to buy it so fucking bad lately.
It's
but
so good.
I don't think it's my play style.
It's D&D.
I know, but I just don't want to. When it goes on sale, I'll buy it.
Oh, so you're going to be waiting a while. You're going to be waiting a while. It's game of the year, brother.
I know.
They said that they're not making any more DLC for it, which is like.
It's weird.
Kind of like baffling.
You'd think for a game of the year to have DLC at least coming.
It's something.
Like, fuck, Elden Ring's coming out. What? April? May?
Yeah, I think so. Mason's now starting to like dust off the cobweb, so you can tell it's coming.
I started playing Sekiro the other week, but God, I'm fucking rusty in that game.
Really?
Yeah. Sekiro is so much different playstyle than Dark Souls or Elden Ring.
Hey, you know,
don't say get good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a From Software game. Get good.
I just told you not to say get good. You son of a bitch.
What's your favorite boss in all the Dark Soul, Bloodborne?
Ooh, favorite to fight or fuck, honestly, none of them.
None of them?
I fucking hate
Madeir? Madeir's not your favorite?
That's PTSD right there. I don't want to talk about that.
Dude, we had to fight that dude, that dragon, so many times. If you guys don't know, it's from Dark Souls 3.
DLC, right?
DLC, it's this big black fucking dragon, and it's a hidden boss, and
you have to, like, break some shelves or whatever and drop down a little hole in the wall, and it goes to this massive arena, and then you see a big dragon just, like, start moving his tail, and he gets up, and then he just fucks you for, like, 40 minutes because you die within 30 seconds, restart, try it again, die within 30 seconds, and like 80 tries later, yeah, you might get him half health.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite boss, I think, when we did my run through, because Jake, Mason, and I played it together. And I think it had to be like my favorite playthrough, because we dropped down, we fought him, and then we called it a day, and then we had to come back and do Mason and yours, and it took forever.
I think we did 35 runs each fucking day.
Yeah, until we got him. Fucking boss. It was annoying. He's probably my favorite from Soft Boss.
I don't know about that. Mm. I really did like Pontiff.
Pontiff was great.
I did like him.
The dancer. Moves,
yeah.
The dancer, Pontiff, and Madeir.
I did enjoy the dancer a lot. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I want to play the games again.
You can never get enough of Dark Souls.
I might start playing again. I should. I'll brush it off. I'll get my Twitch hooked up this weekend. I'll start doing that again.
I didn't bring my phone. My phone's fucking dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that? Hey, Tyler.
What?
Where's your phone at?
It's dead.
Why is it dead?
Because it's always dead. Because I don't want you fuckers getting a hold of me.
Do you have a phone charger at home?
I do. I've got multiple. Even fast chargers.
Do you have
chargers.
One in your car?
Yes.
Okay, there's no reason for your phone to be dead 80% of the time.
Dude, there's 100% of a reason. And the reason is I don't want to be reached.
Do you know how many times I have to call Stephanie to get a hold of you? And then she doesn't answer because she's...
You got to have a secretary. You got to have a secretary, man. It is top-notch shit. I'm telling you. They answer your calls. They tell you what's the message. Great. Fucking great. Get caught up, dude. It's 2024. You don't have a secretary? You don't have an assistant?
Do you want to try calling mine in quick?
No. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, no. She'll fucking murder you.
I know.
Jake's wife could kick his ass so hard, and I think it's hilarious.
Sure. She got a hair done yesterday, and she pulled up on the street, not in the house, just pulled up on the street, and she gave me a call, and she goes, hey, I got my hair done. Just be ready. I'm like, the fuck you do? And she goes, it's not exactly what I wanted, but I dig it. So she came in, and she was talking like a different colors, all that stuff. I came in, it's like mostly purple with blue highlights, basically. It looks pretty nice. I kind of enjoy it. But when she walked in the door, it was so poofy. This looked way too absurd for what it should be. And she was like, I don't know why it's so poofy. I'm like, I can't go straighten it. I'll talk to you in a bit. So I had to kick her away. It was normal hair, like touching her ears, mm-hmm. right? Take your fingers or your hands like 8 inches away each side. That's how wide her hair was yesterday.
Jesus it
was
Christ. Looking like the Smurf version of Carrot Top.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did she have like a bag of tricks?
No.
No props?
No.
Damn it.
It'd be a lot cooler if she did, though.
Yeah, it would be a lot cooler. Imagine if she just, like, she's like, look at my hair, and then just started pulling out, like, random shit.
Just pulled a...
like a hamburger phone, and be like, hold on, I gotta answer this, and then, like...
Just pulled a fucking banana and start talking to
her. Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be fucking stupid.
I wish I had your life. I swear to God. Sometimes I wish I had your life.
Oh, I know what we can talk about.
What?
When is this getting released, by the way? So I'm pretty sure that the time will be have passed.
What pass?
For this day.
What?
The first annual 420 Grilled Cheese Championship.
Yeah, no, I'm coming, and I'm bringing, like, the best of cheese.
So, you fucking better, because the competition's tight this year.
It's tight?
It's tight.
Why don't you break it down for us, Jake? Go ahead.
So, I was coming back from Iowa City, which is like a two-hour drive from where I live at, and the wife calls me, and she goes, hey, 420's on a Saturday, and there's a grilled cheese cook-off championship in Wisconsin. Do you want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah, I love grilled cheese. I love smoking weed. Let's fucking do this. And then she calls back like 5 minutes later, and she goes, hey, you can't eat any samples there. I'm like, well, I'm not going. What's the point of having a cook-off if you can't try it? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, why let three to five people, like, get all the fun of trying out everything?
I know, yeah, fuck that.
Like, how do I sign up for that job? What do I have to do to,
that'd be
like,
pretty sick.
Can I be the king of grilled cheese if I win? Like, what's the prize?
We're talking about the one in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I get a cheese made out of gold?
I don't know.
I'm trying to make the bitches wet from my cheese gold. All right? There's only so much cheese gold I have.
If you keep talking about cheese gold, I'm going to ejaculate all over this place.
Oh, God.
That's talking about coming.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so you can't try any samples. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to it. I'm not paying $10 to get in this thing and not try any grilled cheese.
That's so stupid.
I'm sure they have other grilled cheese there, but I'm not gonna risk it. So, had the bright idea at work the other day. Why not host my own grilled cheese championship cook-off? So, on 420 this year, at my household, as of right now, we have like 7 or 8 people, I think.
Yeah, how are we doing all this? Are we just going to, like, one at a time take a, like, go in and use your stove?
No, we're having people bring the flat griddles.
Oh, cool, cool.
And so we have, like, a whole cooking station going on. But
cool.
We have 8 people, give or take, cooking grilled cheese at the same time, and every person in the household will be trying a bite or like half a slice.
It needs to be half a slice.
I mean, not a bite, half a slice. Half a slice of the grilled cheese, and then we'll have like a grading page, and we can grade each one, and the most points at the end of the day win the trophy.
Are you gonna like personalize the trophy?
It's already ordered a beer tomorrow.
That's so cool.
Caruso picked out the trophy, and it's a dude like super ripped, ripping off his t-shirt, just like full six pack abs, biceps the size of my quads, everything.
Uh-huh.
And then it just says at the bottom like 2024 first annual grilled cheese.
That's
champion.
So cool. Yeah, that's so cool, man.
It's custom engraved everything.
Dude, I'm gonna whoop some ass. I'm actually gonna take this serious now.
Okay, so our buddy Wesley, he said he's going to be making his own bread.
And that's
someone else
not
is,
fair.
You have time to prepare.
Yeah, you're right.
You have three to 4 weeks?
That's so shitty. I was just going to bring some, like, Wonder Bread.
That's what I'm going to do. So,
honestly, like...
I'll bring some bread. I'll supply bread, and I'll have, like, three kinds of cheeses I'll provide, because I don't really know. I'll have American Swiss and Pepper Jack. And if you want to go above and beyond, go for it. But if he's making his own bread, I don't know where he's getting his cheese. I know someone's going to, like, a farmer's market to get a certain cheese I had years ago because it's so goddamn good. And like, everyone I've talked to, like, my grilled cheese is going to win. So apparently the competition's pretty tight.
Dude, you know what? Now that you've raised it up so high, I'm going to come in so fucking just craft. I'm bringing plastic cheese with me, dude.
That's what I use.
I'm going to win with plastic cheese. And these guys are going to bring, like, their specialty breads and cheeses from afar.
I hope you, like, overcook the bread and, like, they do all this preparation.
Oh,
to,
I'm
going to
burn
fuck
the
it up.
Shit out of mine.
Good.
Yeah, I don't want to win. I want that trophy. I'll murder whoever gets that trophy.
What if it's, like...
What if it's what?
What if it's Steph?
She's going to feel my wrath. That's how that goes. You get the trophy, you're in my way. I'm the king!
I'm the grilled cheese champion.
I'm the grilled cheese champion.
Honestly, what a title to have.
Is that really what you want, though? You really want to be grilled cheese champion? Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, I do want to be, and then repeat and insert what you just said.
Dude, to be fair, I only got like 3 hours of sleep last night. I was almost falling asleep during Godzilla. That's probably why I thought it was so bad.
Probably.
Dude, I just saw all the cliches in it, man. That was the biggest thing, is I saw all the cliches within Godzilla. Like, you know, you've got these like... 80s tunes that people are trying to bring back and a heroic moment, and you got the funny guy who doesn't belong there, then you got the overqualified guy, then you got the random dude who doesn't, like, he's a kaiju vet, like, I didn't even know that was fucking possible, but there's a kaiju vet, there's the military guy who dies who you think is going to be the hero, but you obviously can tell he's just an asshole. Like, it just has all the tropes. Just all the fucking tropes. And I just, that was my problem. And I didn't want to say that out loud because, like, I don't want to be a fucking little pessimistic little fuck, but...
I understand it.
Yeah, no, it just like, hit, it just, everything checked off my fucking page whenever it came down to, like, just almost pandering. That's my big problem with it.
Is this where they fight the big alpha?
Red Monkey, yeah. Yeah, the Scar King. And they gave him a cool name, and then, like...
Where'd he come from?
The underneath the Hollow Earth.
So kind of like how Godzilla came up from beneath the
ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah. So like Godzilla protects the crust, Kong protects the middle, and then there was a layer beneath Kong's turf, and that's where the Red Monkey was from. It's like a false Hollow Earth. So like Kong lives in the false Hollow Earth, and there's a Hollow Earth inside the second.
Okay.
You know what? I just.
I guarantee next they're gonna add a second Godzilla, a bad Godzilla where they all have to team up and fight the bad Godzilla.
See, that's what I'm trying to get away from, though. That's like I don't want that.
But
man.
That's what people like. They
I
like
do not
having...
want that as a fucking
yeah, we do not.
Story.
No, we do not. But people love seeing the two monsters they've grown up seeing every fucking year, every other year at least. You know, fight their own battles, and then fight each other, and then join forces to fight other big battles. That's what people want to see, and I fucking hate everyone for it.
Yeah, dude. I just want to see Godzilla, like, you know, prep up for a fight, like a big-ass fight like we had with Ghidorah. Like,
dude,
that's
that
what I
fight.
Want. I want, like, I don't know.
That whole movie was just top tier.
I keep getting more mad. I'm staring at your Godzilla poster right now, and I just get really fucking angry. Like, Godzilla minus one, like, let's go. It took, like, 32 years for that guy to win an award for something.
And he
fucking got it.
That movie was... I think
so
I started
good.
Applauding after the movie. I was so fucking happy about it.
Yeah, it was so fucking good. It, like, got everything I wanted from a Zilla movie because it was Godzilla just fucking shit up. That's what I need.
Dude, at the beginning of the movie, where they're on the island, and all the people are in the trenches and, like, about to fight. It's not a spoiler. It happens
no, it's like
the
first 5 seconds of the movie.
Yeah. and they're at the trench, and they're firing, or like hearing some shit or whatever, and they look up and they see Godzilla just sitting there, standing there looking at him. Do you remember in Jurassic Park 3 where Billy gets back to
Dr. Grant?
Grant, that's it.
Yeah.
And they're between the big ass gates, and they look over, and the Spinosaurus is standing there just fucking staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same pose and everything. And I just like got flashbacks looking at the exact same scenario. And then they just start fucking charging at
him. I hate to be that person, but I think Jurassic Park 3 is like the
don't
worst out of all of them.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I think it goes.
Don't do that.
Is like. 2 and 3 battle for worst Jurassic Park movie. You just like it because it's got a fucking Spinosaurus in it, and it's not just the T-Rex. So I get it. And like they started putting feathers on Velociraptors, but like, man, did you know that 90% of those dinosaurs didn't look like that?
Correct. Yeah. Have you seen the skull of the hippo? And they're like, if people in the future found this skull after we go extinct, and they find the skull of a hippo, they're going to just construct it looking like a super terrifying monster, but then it's going to juggle with a fucking hippopotamus. Like the skull of it has like these big ass horns going out the side of its cheeks, and it looks brutal. If you haven't seen one, look it up.
Hippo skull.
Yeah.
Are you planning for hippos to go extinct? You said people in the future. Are we worried about that?
Like, okay, you know how we found dinosaur skulls, right?
So
the same thing. Like, but hippo skull is found in the future, and we don't know what hippos look like.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, what if hippos go extinct? How would people know what they look like? That is pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah.
To be fair, that is pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah, here's the fucking meme.
Hippos are mean bastards, man.
Do they are, yeah. But they look... like your little chubby old cheeks and you're
yeah, you seen like hippos charge?
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to what our next episode's going to be about. We're going to be sitting down with Amanda from One Nothing Podcast, and we're going to be talking about animal attacks. We got some pretty fucking brutal animal attacks. Her entire show is mostly surrounded around true crime and animal attacks. She talks to survivors. There's one guy that she had on there who got attacked by a bear twice and did not have much of a nose left. Like, he was permanently disfigured from this bear, obviously.
The fact he's still alive,
yeah,
mind fucking.
Yeah, he gets on there and tells a story. It's a pretty nuts show, but I'm super excited to have her on. So that brings us to our guest, Will Spencer from Grim Reaper Tattoo. After this break, we're going to be jumping in with him and talking about tattoos, anime, Dune,
Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm super excited to sit down with Will, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Are you struggling with a lack of access to captivating entertainment and media? Are you faced with constant judgment and ridicule from friends and family for your inability to respond appropriately to sensitive situations? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from being emotionally dead inside. But it's not too late to make a change. One Nothing Podcast is a newly available treatment for being dead inside. Taken just once every 2 weeks, One Nothing could make a world of difference. By combining carefully measured dark humor to the amazing original formula of grisly fatalities, One Nothing Podcast has successfully entertained thousands of people suffering from death inside. And with access across all podcast platforms, treatment has never been more readily available. But don't trust my word. Here's some real-world testimonials from a few of our listeners currently undergoing treatment.
From consistent doses of One Nothing Podcast, my posture has greatly improved due to being kept on the edge of my seat.
The One Nothing Podcast comes on, everybody be like, shut the f*** up. I be quiet, but when the episode's over, I be talking again.
Oh my gosh, buddy, I used to be on so many medications for blood pressure, and then I listened to One Nothing Podcast's episode on Kitty Genovese, moved into an apartment on my own, and haven't needed it since. That one really got my blood pumping.
You know, listening to One Nothing Podcast, I'm not constipated anymore. I'm just full of shit.
So what's stopping you from great entertainment?
One Nothing Podcast is not intended for all audiences. Listeners under 18 years of age should obtain permission from your parent or guardian before downloading. Tell your therapist if you're predisposed to whining, complaining, reading podcasts poorly, being overall combative, or being easily offended, as One Nothing Podcast might not be right for you.
So stop letting great content pass you by. Talk to your therapist today to see if One Nothing Podcast is right for you.
Welcome to Sorta Kinda Funny. We're a comedy podcast.
Brother and sister duo.
Where we take your guys' embarrassing moments and stories and turn them into humor. Because life's about laughing at yourself. And we are sure going to laugh at ourselves. I am James. I am your main Mac Daddy host. And I'm also joined by a loser. Go ahead and introduce yourself, loser. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
This is Lauren.
Give it to them.
Absolutely. Baby. Absolutely.
Also, we sing a lot, so if you haven't listened to this first episode, I'm sorry.
We have new episodes available every Thursday and would love nothing more than to hang out with you. Does that sound too desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Check us out wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we'll see you on Thursday. And as always,
text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Nah, that's how we're starting the show, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No spoilers, though. I haven't watched
it. I'm not going to spoil it. I don't know how the fuck you can't... How are you going to...
I know.
The book has been out for fucking...
Do you think I can read?
No, I really don't. I don't know why I brought it up. The fact that we even do a podcast together blows my fucking mind. It does, straight up. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I read this book. And you're like, what's a book?
Read words on pages?
That's fucked up. You're telling me you do that for fun? And I'm like, yeah, man.
Okay. Wait, but there's pictures, right?
Sadly, no.
Pictures?
Yeah, picture book?
Oh, no, there's no pictures. Absolutely no pictures. Dune is a very thick boy.
I don't know. I'd be more interested if there was pictures.
I can draw you pictures if that'll like get you to read it. They're gonna be terrible.
I would love a rendition of Dune drawn by you.
I'm okay with it.
Quitsack Hadarak, the Ganjabar, Shai Halud, Muad'Dib, Shai Halud, Muad'Dib, the Fremen. Today we are talking about pop culture. I am Tyler Campbell. I always want to do the fearless leader every fucking time. Every time. It is just like a habit. I have to like stop myself. And
glad you haven't.
Yeah. All right. To the right of me.
I'm Irena Dipshit.
And today we have a man in this, not really in the studio, but on recording with us that has poked me more times than Jake has. Will Spencer, my tattoo artist. What's up, man?
Hello. How's it going?
Good, dude.
Fun to talk. I love Star Wars. I'm hoping we can talk about it.
We're going to be talking about Star Wars. We're going to be talking about Dune. We're going to be talking about anime. We're going to be talking about all the fun shit that Thomas won't let us talk about while he's here. Starting off, Jake has been watching nonstop anime left and right. What are you into right now? And what's got your balls in a fucking...
Hold on one sec. Can we talk about how he walked into my house today?
Oh, the spaghetti policy?
Yeah.
This man doesn't have a spaghetti policy.
He walked into my fucking house holding a full bowl of spaghetti, no fork. And he goes, what's your spaghetti policy? And I'm like, what? And then just kept walking.
It's a well-known thing. I asked Will. He jumped right on it. Will's like, every man has to have a spaghetti policy. And I agree to that.
Okay.
Yeah. However, no fork?
I did not bring a fork, no. I assumed he had forks at his house.
I don't know, like, I don't have spaghetti forks. That is not a part of my spaghetti policy. Like, you should be bringing your own fork.
I mean, you should be, yeah.
You know, in hindsight, it is rude of me to just assume that this man has forks. It is rude. And I'm sorry, Jake. I'm sorry that I assumed you had forks.
See, okay, I at first thought it was my bowl,
no.
Which I would have been completely fine with. If you would have brought over, like, a bowl or a container of spaghetti... And then put it in my bowl and then took my fork, no problem.
Would it have thrown you off more if it had been like in like a Walmart plastic bag?
Yeah.
That's what the next choice was. Okay. We're cavemen over here.
Jesus Christ.
So, Will, before we get into the topics, I forgot to do a full introduction with you. Let's talk about your shop, your favorite tattoo, and like what you've been working on lately.
Sure. So, yeah, Will Spencer, Will Do Tattoos is my Instagram. I'm currently just moved from Dubuque, Iowa to Monona, Wisconsin, which is like a suburb of Madison. My buddy just opened up the shop Sleepy Reaper, where we've been working for almost a year now. And it's going great. Yeah, I primarily work in like bright color, neo-trad, semi-illustrative, like with your Campbell's can. And that's kind of my jam.
That tattoo is pretty sick. Wow.
those birds, you know.
He just did a fucking beautiful crane. It's a crane, right?
Yeah, so that was a sandhill crane, which is like a native Madison bird. It's wild. They are just like walking around neighborhoods, so you'll just see two like three and a half foot tall birds, like basically
what
mini.
What the fuck is going on over there?
And they make wild noises, and then they've also got this weird like hole through their beak. It's pretty weird. But yeah, they're really neat.
That's kind of sick, not gonna lie.
What's something that you've been working on right now? Like something that you're really focused hard on.
I mean, I am trying to like simplify. I think simple is better, right? Mm-hmm. You want something that stands the test of time, that is like visually easy to read. That's kind of what I'm pushing for artistically. And with that, as far as a specific project, I am working on, you know, Evan Anderson, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm working on his chess piece right now, and that's a super fun project. I can't wait to get that one done and posted.
I am so scared for that man. Will has held my hand through a lot of tattoos. My knee was pretty brutal. The stormtrooper that I got in the back of the calf, that was fucking intense. But
that's probably the worst one we had together.
Yeah, I think I'm up to like 7 tattoos from you now. I fucking love this man's work. If you get a chance, check out his Instagram. He is amazing when it comes to just. I mean, your neo trad stuff is fucking phenomenal, man. I love your work so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So anime.
Anime. So at work, I'm on quote unquote light duty.
Because he got hit by a car.
I got hit by a car. So I go in there to clean, quote unquote. So I just fuck off and watch anime all day. Start by watching, I finished Pluto. Have you guys seen that on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Yes. I like that one a lot.
It was pretty fucking good. The ending, though, I'm not going to spoil. The ending was just okay, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was 8 episodes of Netflix, hour long each. It was about the robots in a Pluto world where Astro Boy, or Adam, he's part of the 7 strongest robots in the world, and they keep getting picked off one by one, and he's trying to figure out what's going on, and they're fighting the big bad guys. It's pretty fucking solid, so it's worth a watch. But Shangri-La Frontier, you heard that?
Nah, dude, I have not been keeping up on anime lately. Like, I've been working, doing this, trying to like stay focused on the family as much as humanly possible.
Oh yeah, family stuff, forgot about that. But Shangri-La Frontier is where it's like a VR game basically, but he's not stuck inside the game, so it's kind of like an isekai, but where he can go inside, but he doesn't like to up his health at all. His health's only at 3 or 30 total. And so he has to go around and like do all the normal shit and create a party and fight all these colossi, they're called. And there's 9 colossi, if I'm correct. They're the strongest beasts, and they're super rare to find, but you can go hunt them down and find out where the spawns are at. It's really fucking worth your time. The dude, his helmet to hide his identity is a giant bird mask.
Nice.
I fucking love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you been watching any anime, Will?
Not a whole lot lately. I think probably one of the last thing I watched was Pluto, which I would also agree is definitely worth a watch. I think it's tough with the endings on stuff like that, because it had... So if I know correctly, that's like based off an old manga, right? Like, it has that like feel to it, which I really like, that like nostalgic kind of older anime mm-hmm. feel to it, and as well with the storytelling, but it's tricky to like tie that up when so many similar stories have kind of been told over time, so it's hard, I think, to tie something up nicely in a way that like the viewer is content with the ending. Because how do you make something original anymore? It's so fucking
that's fair.
We've done it all. We've done it all, man. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we're making animes about how to become a slime and do slime boy stuff. And
season 3 comes out in a few months, I believe.
You know what's coming out soon that I just saw is going to be dropping a trailer? Is Star Wars Acolytes. Have you seen anything about that? Are you pumped about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Will, drop him in, brother.
I actually don't know much about it. That's one of the newer things that mm-hmm. I'm not super well versed in. I did watch the like teaser trailer that came out the other day, and you know, I saw a lot of people on the internet upset, but like, you know, it's important to mention, I think, that the people that are most upset about Star Wars are the biggest fans, generally. Like, it's really easy to be upset as a Star Wars fan, so I'll just be happy to get more content, you know.
That's fair. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Sith? Like out of all of them, like
I mean, I really wish they would take take the time to go do some Old Republic stuff and do like Darth Revan.
Dark Revan is my fucking favorite, man. It's my fucking favorite.
And I don't know. I guess maybe hold off right for a second. Maybe it was best that they held off for a second with like Kathleen Kennedy and shit. Now I think she has a little less control over what's going on with Star Wars specifically, so hopefully that yields for the best.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of what's been released. I mean, I thought Mandalorian was fantastic. Book of Boba Fett was kind of a little dry for me. Obi-Wan, I heard good things about. Ahsoka, I heard it was pretty good, but I haven't really, you know, gotten into the side stories as much. You know, the movies themselves, after 7, 8, 9 came and fell through for me, I really just didn't have the heart to keep up with Star Wars anymore. It was such a letdown.
It was rough to watch, but.
And how do you feel about the new three as a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Again, always happy to have more Star Wars. I'm not going to be one of the people that's that upset about it, because at the end of the day, they're just movies.
Right.
But yeah, they're not great. The first one, I think, is the best. I think it would have been a good idea if they wanted to tell the story that they told to not do the second movie at all, because nothing really happens, and you could have stretched the last movie into two movies, so it wasn't just the third movie where they're like, somehow Palpatine returned. Real quote from a movie.
Yeah.
Which is just insane. Really?
Yeah. When they announced, like, Snoke was such a good villain, and they killed him off. Was it the second one, right? When they killed him off, and the third one, it ended up being Palpatine as like the head honcho behind all the scenes. And it's like, what happened to the rule of two? And how the fuck are you still alive? It was just not a good way to end things. So what draws you to Star Wars?
Well, nowadays, I would highly recommend that y'all watch the animated stuff, especially if you're interested in watching Ahsoka, because Ahsoka is basically just the next season of Star Wars Rebels. And with Rebels and Clone Wars, it seems that Lucasfilms made the same mistake twice of making a TV show for children. So the first season or two of both of those shows are a little slow, a little bit more geared towards children, and then they realize that their main watch base is adults. So they start going into some super deep and super interesting lore. So I would recommend watching all that animated stuff, because it is so good. Especially the second season of Rebels is some of the best Star Wars I've seen in a long time.
That is,
and it's like, it seems like a kid's show, but like, if you really care about the like the story and the lore, like, oh my gosh, it is so good.
See, I can look. I mean, as an anime fan, I can look past it being a cartoon. Like, I can look past that, man. I can see the forest through the trees. The content is there. I've heard really, really, really good things about Rebels. Now, that's about like the after Order 66, they were the stormtroopers that weren't under the control, right? Is that how the story goes?
You're talking about Bad Batch, which another animated, which is currently coming out right now, which everybody should also go watch. But they're coming out with their third season right now, which I'm probably an episode or two behind. But yeah, it's also amazing. And the animation quality has gotten so insane with lighting and style over the years, like from watching old Clone Wars animated stuff to some of the new stuff. It's amazing what they're doing.
So, for Clone Wars, I fell off around the time when they were trying to describe like how the Force works, and like it had like a light side, like a physical entity for the light side and a physical entity for the dark side. And I thought it was such a cool ass fucking part of it, and I wish that would have been like actually like focus on in a movie. Do you think something like that could ever be possible with Lucas and how everything's been set up with the movies lately and how they've just been kind of like...
Well, they do kind of expand on that if you watch Rebels. They expand on like the father and sister and brother figure, I think is what you're talking about, that episode, right? They expand on that a little bit in Rebels, which also kind of transitions into some of Ahsoka, but I think that is for the current, like, dialogue of Star Wars right now, the current timeline that they're doing, It would make a lot of sense to go down that path to try to tie it up to move on to like maybe some Old Republic stuff or something.
I want Old Republic so fucking bad, man. Malik and Revan, dude, some of the sickest sis out there, dude. Revan was a Sith leader. He got his ass beat in a fight. They erased his mind. They trained him in the ways of the good, and then he went back to the dark side. So it's like a redemption arc. I think his family gets killed or something, and then it forces him back down to the evil side. It's a pretty fucking intense story.
Also, he just looks super cool. Like, all of the fan art for him is just so cool. Like, just put that in a movie. It looks cool enough to make a movie around
it. He's got a purple and red lightsaber.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he dual wields.
See, I haven't watched anything besides the movies. So I think I've watched one episode of Mandalorian, and I think I've watched, like, the back end of the Obi-Wan show. That's it.
I heard there was a really sick fight between him and Vader.
I did watch that. That was really fucking sick.
It's probably the best part of that series.
I feel like Vader is just so obsessed over, though. I feel like we need to move on. There were glimpses of him in the newer ones, and like, I get it was just his helmet, but it's just like one of those things where it's like, all right, we've done the Vader story, we've told the Vader story, we know what it is. It's time to get a new big bad in there and have, like, you know, shake some shit up.
I mean, yeah.
Well, and I think that's a big part of, like, the Star Wars fatigue, right? Nothing's been good enough to keep people really coming back. So, like, you know, maybe tie things up in this timeline, you know, and try something new.
Move on.
I think Acolyte is a little bit prequel before everything, but I don't think it's quite Old Republic.
God.
I want to say, let me check. I want to say it's, like, High Republic era.
If Revan is not in this, I'm going to revolt. Because I've heard that he was supposed to be in it, and if he's not, I'm gonna be so fucking disappointed.
So, yeah, it's looking like it's set 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So, I mean, that's cool that, you know, they're getting away from
the timeline we've been fed for the last 20 years plus.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't have to see anything about any Skywalkers.
I would be so happy if we didn't see anything about Skywalkers.
I'd be completely okay with that.
Now, the reason for the season for me, man, is the before Star Wars, we have Dune. Fucking Lucas took a lot of his inspiration for... Oh, yeah, I got the popcorn bucket and everything. Oh, but, oh yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
I got the
Dussy, bro. The fuckable popcorn. It is definitely not used for popcorn. I went to go see... Yeah, dude. I went to go see Dune, and I filled it up full of popcorn. I looked at one of the kids at the Phoenix Theater, because they're all like 16, 17-year-olds, and he just stared at me as he was filling up the popcorn, and I looked at him. I said, don't worry, I'm going to fuck this later. And like his face, he ended up walking away. It got really weird. But you cannot eat popcorn out of this fucking thing. This thing is made... Yeah, no, that thing is made to fuck. Yeah.
You can suck in the bucket.
I was like, who designed this and thought it could work for popcorn? Like, popcorn's fragile. It just had to be, like, shredded in your hand coming out of it, right?
Like, getting... Yeah, dude, the mouth itself with the wire brushes, like, getting your hand out of it, it knocked all the popcorn out every time. I'd get, like, maybe a piece, and it's like, yes, I feel victorious for this one piece.
See, the better way to have just a tin, like, have just a tin for the bucket, and then have this as a lid... for when you fucking leave and you still have popcorn for some reason. Just put it back on.
Yeah, no, that's not... That wasn't...
You know, can you come off at all?
Yeah, I can come off. How the fuck do you think they got popcorn in that thing?
I don't know. That's fair. I didn't think of that through at all.
But Dune, man. So Lucas got a bunch of his influence from Dune, and I don't know if you guys are invested into it. Have you seen it yet?
No.
I've seen the original Dune, and then the first one. I have not seen Dune 2.
It is so fucking good, man.
Do you want to know the reason why I have not seen Dune?
Why?
It's because I told Carissa about it. I'm like, hey, there's a second Dune coming out. And she goes, I love the first one. Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I know they're coming out a second one. I'm like, did you know they're coming out a third one? And she goes, what the fuck? Turns out she thought I said Doom. D-O-O-M.
Terrible movies.
And so, like, she was all pumped about the second Doom. I'm like, no, Dunes, we're saying similar thing. But then I told her about Dune. And she got all butthurt and didn't want to go anymore. So
I don't get anybody that doesn't like it. Like, honestly, I think it's one of the greatest stories ever told. It's the whole premise of, yeah, dude.
With the Rock?
No, fuck no. Yeah, no. She thought it was that I one. Ooh, that movie was so bad.
Love that movie so much. It is bad. You're totally right. But I tell everybody to watch it because it is one of the, and this is just fun fact movie trivia, it is before The Rock had it in his, like, writer contract that he was not allowed to be, like, knocked out or lose fights. So it's one of the few movies you get to watch The Rock actually get his ass beat in a movie.
No shit.
It doesn't happen anymore.
It's so fucking funny that he has that.
Like,
he
has dumb to contract.
He has to be the tough guy.
That's like, dumb.
So Dune, for me, I think is one of the greatest stories ever told. Frank Herbert created a whole ass fucking religion, a race devoted around this entire series. It starts off with Dune, and then it goes to Dune Messiah, Children of Dune, which, in my opinion, if you can get to, one of the best fucking stories ever told. Fucking slaps so hard. And then it gets silly and it turns into God Emperor Dune, where Paul's son becomes a giant worm.
Nice.
Yeah, it becomes one of those fucking things.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it gets wonky. It gets really fucking wonky at the end. His wife was, like, dying of cancer, and I guess he wasn't having sex, so his books are just, like, the horniest nerd smut I've ever read.
Oh, God.
It's great. But the whole premise of the story is basically, you die becoming the hero or live long enough to become the villain. And that's basically how it all ends when Paul takes over the Empire. He basically creates genocide because we have this, like, Jesus complex where you have half the people that are going to be like, yes, this is the Messiah. This is the one person we should follow to our graves. And then you have the other half that are like, fuck this guy. And all those people get wiped the fuck out. Within the last scene of the new movie, it's complete genocide. I mean, you don't see any of it, but it's implied.
Damn it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's enough fighting throughout that entire fucking movie. It's, I want to say there's like maybe an hour of dialogue and the rest of it's just battle. It's
nice.
It's incredible. Okay. It's fucking incredible.
I think I'll wait for it to come on to streaming because, one, I don't want to, I know you can go with you to the movies.
I'll explain everything.
I know, which I don't want.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait for it to come to streaming to go watch it.
I know. I've had to sit down with a couple people and had to, like, walk them through what's going on because of the, I think it's the made up language. I think having, like, words like the Ganja Bar and Shai Halud and Muad'Dib and stuff like that, people just, like, tune the fuck out and that's the end of it. And I get it. I get it. But it's so heartbreaking. So fucking heartbreaking. Yeah.
It's also something that has been around for so long that it's given, like, a lot of people enough time to, like, actually binge enough of that information, whether it be through the books or the movies, to, like, internalize it like you had, where somebody like me, who I haven't read the books, I've seen the original movie maybe once or twice, and I've seen, you know, the reboot movie once or twice. I can't remember any of those fucking names. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, like, dude. You get fucking absolutely insane. Fucking lost, man. I spent, I want to say, probably a solid month just, like, engulfed in the Dune series and, like, lore behind it all. So I got deep into it.
Definitely
a big waste of my time, but I learned nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing.
God damn it,
man.
You're really good at doing trivia.
Yeah, I'll be solid. Yeah, if trivia night ever comes up, I mean, we
going to that book thing.
What book thing?
At work the other day.
What?
He walked into work, right? And he walked to the break room and he goes, "Just finished his book today." I'm like, "Yeah, what book?" He told me. He told me about it. Told me the whole fucking plot. I'm like, "That sounds really boring." He goes, "Yeah, it wasn't good." I'm like, "Why'd you read it?" He goes, "In case, you know, someone ever asked about it and they want to know about it." Like, I know about it. I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And he goes, "No, I just..."
Dude, it was Great Expectations. I'm like taking out, I'm trying to read all the American classics.
It's like I lost interest when he was telling the story.
Sometimes it's good to let other people do it just so you don't have to.
Exactly.
Like, now you know you definitely don't need to.
Exactly.
Read
it was the biggest waste of my fucking time.
It's the same way that I watch Doom featuring The Rock, and I keep telling everybody to watch it. You know? I told them that it's bad, but I'm like, you should watch it, but they never will.
No. But if you throw in, like, I feel like you got to start tricking people, being like, yo, it's like You got to think about it. It's The Rock, and he's shooting shit with, like, big gun, and these things are from hell, and it's super cool and metal. And then you just don't tell him that the whole story as a whole is just garbage. But
I haven't watched it in a long ass time. I should probably watch that. Maybe we'll watch it tonight. I know Chris is down for it.
It's, like, good sci-fi channel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as good as a sci-fi channel movie. It had a bigger budget, but it's still not great.
Like, sci-fi channel movie here, Doom.
Yeah, dude.
It's right above it.
I'm almost positive that's where I saw it, was the Sci-Fi Network. Probably. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came on. I was like, oh, cool, fucking Doom, this is awesome. And then I got 5 minutes into it, and I was like, holy shit, were you guys even paying attention while you made this fucking movie?
Right. Shame. Hopefully, it would be nice to see a reboot. I bet, I would imagine I think there is another one, but like a modern day Doom movie would probably look insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I think the last one that came out was probably like 2012 or something like that. It wasn't, it didn't have The Rock in it. It had like a whole squad of people, which was kind of weird, instead of just having like that.
Can you pull that up, Jamie? Sorry.
Yeah, please pull that up. Yeah, get that up, Jamie.
So it's Doom Annihilation. It came out in 2019.
So we do have one that's like kind of recent. Oh. Is it bad? Does it say?
Probably.
Let me look it up.
I kind of want to watch it now. 2020 graphics.
Bad movies are good sometimes too, you know?
We just did an entire episode about bad movies. I had, have you ever heard of a guy named Neil Breen?
Hold on. Can you guys guess the 5-star rating for this one?
2.5.
Ooh, well, I'm going to say 1.3.
Fuck, it's probably in the middle. It's 2. It's a fucking 2. It's a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes and 3.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
And there's a bunch of fucking rates for one, though. So I honestly, we should give this a watch.
I'm down for it.
Yeah, we just did a bad movie episode where we all brought bad movies to the table. I had The Room, Fateful Findings,
that awful movie.
All of the scary movies past like Scary Movie 3, Battlefield Earth.
Yep, I had that one too. That was dog shit.
And there was another one I can't fucking think of. But yeah,
Battlefield Earth. Have you heard of it, Will?
I want to say who was in that movie. I've seen
John Travolta.
John Travolta and who's the black guy with the fucked up eye?
Oh.
I'm trying.
I don't remember his name.
Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. Forrest Whitaker. There you go.
The entire movie was shot at like an angle.
It's called a Dutch angle, so it's like everything's on its side.
Yeah.
And it just the screen flips like this constantly.
And so I didn't realize it until like probably 15 minutes in the movie where everything's still shot that way. I'm just like, wait, what the fuck? And I fast forward a little bit and it's still that way. I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck? There's way too much random laughing. So it's like, hey, you're a bowl of spaghetti. You got no fork.
It's like half the movie.
That's the entire fucking movie.
And it was made by the Church of Scientology.
It's so fucking bad.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Does John Travolta do any part out of a seat? Because isn't, like, his whole thing where he, like, does a lot of his shooting from a sitting?
He
does,
yeah.
Like,
he does do a lot of things out of the seat.
Yeah, dude. And
and make it look like he's standing.
It's supposed to make it for like a dramatic effect, but like it's meant for only like dramatic moments, but the whole movie is shot like that. Did so it? It's supposed to like you're supposed to feel uneasy while watching it, and it 100% does it because you don't know what the fuck's going on the entire time.
I ate an edible while watching it.
15 minutes in, you're feeling nauseous.
Dude.
Yeah, I ate an edible before watching it. I'm just like, Am I sitting weird on the couch? Or am I fucked up? Like, what the fuck's going on in the scene?
Are one of my ass cheeks fucking inflated? And am I, like, sitting at an angle? What's going on here?
So fucking wonky about it.
Fucking riding on a flat tire, dude.
But sad enough, that movie was, what, number 3 on our list?
Yeah, no, it was really fucking bad. If you get a chance, watch Faithful Findings. It's on YouTube.
I've seen The Room. That was like a softball. Like, if you need a bad movie, that is the perfect bad movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. The whole thing is super uncomfortable the entire time.
Have you heard of Birdemic?
No.
Oh, God. It's where these birds get this illness where they attack humans and turn into kamikaze planes and blow the whole town up.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Sci-fi bullshit.
Dude, the first one... Almost exactly half the movie.
Hold on.
To the second.
The first one?
There's three. Mm-hmm. There are three. I've watched the first two. I didn't get the third one yet. the first movie, almost exactly half to the second, it's like a Hallmark love story, but with super shitty camera quality and very bad sound quality. Like, they go bang in a hotel or a motel, and as soon as they wake up, they just hear, like, and they're like, what the, what is that? And they go outside, and there's birds kamikazing, buildings exploding, everything. It's so fucking bad.
They have, hilarious. Everything has been, like, photoshopped in. Like, they have a moment where they're swinging, like, clothes hangers at the, oh, yeah, dude, the entire time. Like, they're swinging clothes hangers, and these birds are just staying in one spot. And they're just floating. Yeah, like, so, Jesus Christ.
It's so bad.
Minecraft fire. They go into a jungle, and all of a sudden, Minecraft fire starts. That's how the budget was $10,000.
That's amazing. It's amazing that you can just keep making stuff like that somehow.
Well, they got people like us who keep watching them, so kind of hope they keep doing more. Because the second one, they went to Hollywood, and every time they went to a new set, they picked up a new person. So it went from, like, being a spaceman and then going to a cowboy set and getting a cowgirl and then going to this guy and getting a fucking robot-looking dude. I don't remember who it was, but...
You got the Wizard of Oz going on in this movie?
Pretty much.
That's wild.
It was so bad.
That's fucking wild. I mean, I'm
tired of seeing Marvel movies.
I am so marveled out, man. I'm so, like, I'm excited for Deadpool. Deadpool's going to be fun. I don't think Ryan Reynolds could make a bad movie, but I could be wrong. Green Lantern. I lied.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he was in that. And like the really bad X-Men movie. I think it was like Weapon X or something like that. But
his original Deadpool.
Yeah, the original Deadpool where they sewed his mouth shut.
Yeah,
it was super cringe. Super super cringe. We ended up getting like a bootleg copy of it, and that whole fight scene at the very end was all done in like green screen, and that's what we got to watch. We didn't get to watch the actual fight scene, so I have no idea how that movie looks or how it ends, but. Ryan Reynolds looks like a fucking mess. But I'm super excited for Deadpool 3. I think 3 is going to be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on Henry Cavill being Wolverine?
It's just going to be like a alternate universe type thing. That's
what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing like the multiverse where there's going to be a bunch of them. So there's like supposed to be like 53 superheroes in this one or some ungodly number. Yeah. Like Avengers.
I want to say I read an article about how the original Deadpool Wolverine movie that Ryan Reynolds wanted was them two taking a road trip to kill Santa.
That'd be sick.
But that got axed because they were like, well, you're a part of the MCU now and we're doing the multiverse thing, so you have to do the multiverse thing, which, you know, kind of corroborates with what you guys are saying, that there's going to be a fuckload of everybody in it, which... is unnecessary, but hopefully they do it like the second one where it's like Brad Pitt's in the movie, but he is visible for a half of a second, and that is his only part in the movie. You know, like it's just a fucking second. They like he dies in an alternate universe, and then they move on. You know, like that's
his,
fine.
Cool his death was fucking great. Flew right into a power line and fucking fried.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that he was the invisible guy on the team. What the fuck did he call him? X-Force?
No,
because they couldn't be the X-Men, so they had to be the X-Force.
Fair.
And it was Domino, whose superpower is luck, some acid spitting dude. Brad Pitt was this invisible guy you had no idea. There was like a samurai or some shit, and then Deadpool and a completely normal person. Like, he had no powers or anything. He just wanted to be a part of the team.
Just here for a good time.
And fucking Brad Pitt jumps out of the plane, and he's the invisible guy, so all you see is a jetpack, and then he releases his jetpack and, like, lands right into the fucking telephone pole.
Nice.
Yeah, fries himself. Nice. It's fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
And that's the only time you see him is just while he's being electrocuted.
Yeah.
Like, it's a half a second, and they cut away, and then that's it. It's great.
Fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. I think after this, I think they need to stop with the Marvel shit, dude. They're not going to.
No.
Take it less serious, you know? Because, like, if you go back and watch some of the older movies, they're not so fucking serious. I mean, there are some serious ones in there, but, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, if you keep trying to push such a serious narrative, like, we've had that for the past 10 years, like, time for a pivot. Like, I think the Spider-Man, because those are the only things that have really been successful recently, are a really good show of that, because they have, like, you know, some sort of serious overarching storyline, but, like, it's very light and joke-heavy and fun. Like, it's a fun... Yep. Spider-Man is a fun movie. And I think that, you know, I think that's important. I think that's probably a good direction.
I think after Thanos, I think they needed to just like drop the whole, I don't know. It just feels like it's so forced. Here's this character, here's this character, here's this character, here's this character, and eventually they're going to meet up and then fight the big bad. And that's great and all, but like we had that, like you said, for the past like 10 fucking years, and I'm tired of it. Like Thanos was a great villain. Shouldn't have done him when they did it, but like whatever. They needed the Infinity Gauntlet and all that other bullshit, but I just want to like no more. No more. No more. I'm done. I'm tapped.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's kind of two parts to that too, right? Where like, how do you keep having a bigger and better villain? Like eventually it can't be believable anymore. Like they had to use time travel to stop Thanos, you know? How do you keep one-upping that?
Yeah.
How, like, Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, like they can't afford to pay them anymore for the movies.
No.
Like they're not making money, and they've been doing it for so long that like they're so attached to the character you can't cast anyone else.
No.
Yeah,
like so they can just leverage as much money as they want to, and they, you know, deserve it as well. They're hardworking actors, but like you know what, at a certain point the studio has to just be like, all right, we have to do something else because we can't afford Robert Downey Jr. anymore, or he doesn't want to do it anymore.
He becomes, you know, typecast, and then he's just the Iron Man guy, you know, kind of like what Johnny Depp is pretty much fallen into. He's the Pirates of the Caribbean dude.
Yeah,
like he does other stuff with Tim Burton, you don't see him outside of anything other than that, and then it's Pirates of the Caribbean, which he's apparently going back to after Disney.
Really?
Yeah, Disney fired him and now they're trying to rehire him. I don't know if he, you know, took the bait or whatever.
It's
but
be a pricey rehire then.
I don't know. I'm here for more Pirates movies.
Oh, they're, yeah, dude, fun. Oh yeah, I just feel like when they lost the original cast with the Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, I feel like when they lost the original three, it wasn't as fun for me. But I definitely love any time I sit down and watch a Pirates movie, especially like the third one. The third one was fucking awesome. Back to Marvel, they have like Madame Web. That was an unnecessary movie. It was out for like 3 weeks in the theater. It's already, you can rent it now because it did so badly.
Jesus Christ.
It's so badly.
Sony, isn't it? Like, I'm pretty sure that's Sony, seeing that like Venom kind of did numbers, so they're like trying to expand on what they own that they're lending to Marvel and Disney. And yeah, it's just like eventually y'all have to realize that what happened with Disney and Marvel is not something that you can, it's so incredibly hard to capture lightning in a bottle twice. Right? Yep. Like, how you're, what are you going to do? It's all already been done. You're not going to be able to sell another enormous franchise. Like, people are tired of it. You know, you're not, you can't do anything that different right now as Sony to like garner interest and make something good out of it.
How do you, okay, as a car guy, for our listeners, Will is a huge car guy, loves his fucking cars, man. Fast and the Furious, how do you stand on those movies, man?
Oh, they're bad movies.
Hell
but
yeah.
I love them dearly. You know, duality. The first movie, you know, is definitely like, it's a good time period piece, you know, if you're looking for what kind of life looked around or cinema looked.
Where they were stealing the fucking box TVs and VCRs.
CRTVs.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I think that's really important. After that, it just keeps getting more ridiculous. A lot of people really love Tokyo Drift. I'm less, like, I don't know. I think the first one and the fourth one are, like, the most true to the series. Or, you know, are the most true to like the first movie. But you know, I've gotten over a long time ago the fact that it is just going to keep getting more ridiculous. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just having a good time. Like, we always joked about Fast and Furious going to space, and then they actually fucking do it. And it's a Pontiac Fiero with a rocket strap to it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And like, you know, just have a good time. You know, you're not going to a Fast and Furious movie in the theaters because you're trying to catch the next Oscar nominee, you know?
No, absolutely so, not.
I feel like you're only going to those movies from now on because you already started the fucking series. You kind of finish it out because they're on the last three now, aren't they?
Holy fucking shit. What is that, like 13?
I think they were scheduled to do a 12 movies, but then the last three were going to be a three-part, if I'm correct. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's so there's 10 of their like chronological franchise. There's a spin-off movie. Yeah, well, the spin-off movie is the Hobbs and Shaw movie. So that's The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah, because The Rock and Vin Diesel couldn't work together anymore.
Yes, so The Rock was contracted to do another movie, but they were just like, we can't work together anymore, so they had to do a spinoff movie so The Rock could, like, complete his contract.
Mm-hmm.
But now I heard that The Rock's coming back. I think that's confirmed. So that's always funny, because the feud between them two is just fucking hilarious.
I just couldn't imagine sitting in a room on set doing the same lines over and over and over again with somebody I absolutely hate for a year straight, trying to not murder this person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's just like, I don't understand. What I don't understand is why The Rock played into that feud at all. Like, The Rock is... I love Vin Diesel. I'm a huge fan of Vin Diesel. I'm not saying he's a good actor, but the Riddick movies, love those two.
Those are pretty good movies.
But The Rock is like on a whole different level of like famous, especially internationally. So like, you know, they're bickering with each other on the internet, and I'm just like, who's like, somebody talk to The Rock's publicist real quick, because he doesn't need to be responding to this at all. Like,
he's punching down.
And then to come back, you know, it's pretty wild, but we'll see what they do with it. I'm sure they probably keep them in separate rooms.
Well, I mean, they shot the last movie they were in together just completely, like, no, they weren't in the same room at all. It got that fucking bad. Yeah.
Goddamn.
They didn't have a single scene together. Speaking of franchises that probably need to die, Saw. How do we feel about Saw? I can't fucking deal with Saw anymore, man.
I haven't watched that. Again, in fucking years, like over a decade, I've watched a movie of that.
Well, they're trying to rebrand it now where it's Jigsaw, and I think it was great with one because it had such a low budget. They were trying something new. It was torture porn, which, you know, is great from time to time. But to make 10 movies out of it and then a spinoff, I think people need therapy.
I mean, yeah. But they should just bring back Final Destination.
Oh, I'm so fucking sick of that shit too, man.
You just bring it back.
Dude,
or hear me out. The whole movie industry could take note and maybe try to come up with an original idea.
There we go.
Hollywood, I know you're listening.
And I know it's really hard out there for screenwriters and stuff. I get it. Drawing is hard for me too sometimes. And I'm drawing something, like, I'm not facing something out. But I don't know, man. Like, can we get something new? But and then the tough thing with that is, right, you get Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon, which is something new, and that shit was fucking garbage. I didn't even watch it, man.
I have been hearing nothing but terrible things about it.
What's that about? I didn't hear about that one.
You don't have to.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it, because we haven't seen it.
Well, from what I understand, it was Zack Snyder.
Are we going to do spoilers?
Spoil it. Who cares?
Okay, hold on. So, spoiler alert.
Who cares? Yeah,
that's fair. No one's going to watch it.
Spoiler warning. From what I understand, Zack Snyder was going to do a Star Wars movie, and then they didn't like what he was trying to do. So he's like, fuck you. I'm going to make my own Star Wars movie with cocaine and hookers. So he makes this movie, and it's just the pacing of it is so fast. It's a crew assembly movie, so it's an intro movie where they're getting the crew together. That is the movie. And most of the crew has like less than two or three speaking lines in the entire movie. Like, there are characters that are just kind of on screen to just be on screen, I guess. It wasn't very good. There's like Birdman or something, like Animal Guy. And, like, very generic, like, characters that they're coming up with. You've got like Ninja Lady. And it's just like, well, there's no aliens here. Like, I don't know. We'll see. There theoretically should be more, but it was a very weak intro movie for there to be more. 0 out of 10, wouldn't really recommend.
Zero out of 10, holy shit.
Like, I'll go watch Doom with The Rock again, but I will never watch Rebel Moon ever again. Like, it's just, there's nothing there, you know?
I might need to watch it. If you're saying it's that bad, I love bad movies, I might need to watch that.
I mean, if you genuinely like bad movies, and I like bad movies too, but there's got to be, like, something there for me, right? Like, if you watch The Room, It's bad and it's fucking hilarious because of how it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Doom, I like the franchise itself, and you get to watch The Rock be a bad guy and get beaten up, which is not something you get to see in any of his movies past that point. So, like, there's something there for me on top of it being bad. So, you know. Yeah, there's just nothing for me in Rebel Moon.
Oh, God. And what's sad is, like, he did, like, the Zack Snyder cut of the DC movie, which people really, really loved and were upset that that was the copy that we didn't get. I didn't really care for it that much, and a lot of people are going to, you know, be upset about that comment, but I felt like that movie was long enough. I didn't need an extra 2 hours to a film that was already 3 hours long. I feel like that's too much movie. I've had too much movie at that point. Like,
I mean, really, the only thing that's worked with is Lord of the Rings.
I was about to bring up.
Dude, 12 fucking hours of bonus content. Fucking give it to me, dude. I'll see Frodo fucking walk an entire field, and I'll love every second of it.
Oh, yeah. When they were at the Black Gates.
I watched all of the extended cuts recently, and it's wild to watch all of the added scenes, and they don't take away anything from the movie. They just add to it, and, like, add to it well. You know? Like, there's just no, like, I can understand why they cut some of the scenes just to cut, like, literally just to cut weight, right? Just to shorten the movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, like, it doesn't feel out of place. Like, it fits, it works well, it adds to the story. It's amazing.
Like, in the theatrical, we're at the Black Gates in the final battle, and Aragorn goes, "But the Lord of the Black Gate, come forth," and the doors open up, and the whole army's there. In the extended cut, the one horse is there, and it's the Lord of the Black Gate, and he looks so fucking sick. I love that guy with a passion.
Lord of the Rings. I mean, I have to watch it at least, you know, once every 2 years, roughly. It's like
once a year.
You're a once a year type of guy.
Full weekend, yeah, if not more.
I watched it last year with Riley. We just spent an entire, like, we did Thanksgiving, and I ended up staying there, and we just watched it the entire time.
That's how you do it.
Yeah,
you cannot just watch one movie one day. You have to watch. We spent one full day or one full weekend of watching all three. That's how you do it. It's
favorite bad movie of all time.
Oh, it changes from time to time. I'm really stuck on that Doom movie. it's got Carl Urban in it too, so, like, if you're a fan of The Boys, right? Mm-hmm. He does a pretty fucking good job, you know, and it, like, everybody's trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's so bad. Morbius.
See, I haven't seen it yet. I
heard mixed reviews on that. It's like decent or dog shit. There's no between.
The internet trolled Sony so hard to put it back because they thought that people liked it. So they put it back into theaters and nobody went to go see it.
Yeah.
It was that fucking bad.
I've seen it twice. The first time I watched it without audio on somebody else's headrest on an airplane. let me tell you, the first time seeing it without audio on somebody else's headrest on an airplane, I could tell that movie was bad. I was like, holy shit, this movie doesn't make any sense. Like, whoever was the director of cinematography here does not know how to tell a story, because you should be able to watch a movie without audio and, like, kind of tell what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
It's bad. I did also, for the record, watch it with audio. I have seen it completely. It is still bad. Doesn't help too much. It's pretty insane.
I just think anything Jared Leto's in is not good. We had American Psycho, but, like, everybody's like, oh, he's in American Psycho. He's in it for, like, 15 minutes. Shut the hell up. Like, when he's a main character, I mean, Requiem for a Dream scarred me for life. I don't think I'll ever live past seeing that movie. I don't know if you've seen that, but
why'd that scar you? I haven't seen it. I'm just curious.
Waste an entire day and go watch that, because it'll make you feel...
I love wasting days, but not...
The ending scene, the girlfriend of Jared Leto is at a club getting fucked by a double-sided dildo with another stripper in front of a bunch of people. It's about heroin.
You know what movie scarred me?
It's about heroin.
The movie that scarred me is a Serbian film. Have you heard of that?
No.
All right, strap in. It's an ex-porn star, right? He gets called back for one last gig. And he goes, I don't want to do it. I'm out of the business. And the guy's like, here's a shitload of money. He goes, all right, what's up? shows up to the set day. This is about to get really brutal, so if you don't want to listen to this kind of shit, just go 5 minutes. But he gets drugged, has an earpiece in, and he's banging this chick, and the guy goes, hit her. He slaps her ass. He goes, no, hit her. Starts beating the fuck out of her back, beats her to death, keeps fucking her. Then he wakes up. It gets way worse. Hold on. He wakes up, and he goes, okay, he saw the video. What the fuck was that? Goes talk to him. And he goes back to talk to the main guy. The guy's like, sit down, watch this. The guy sits down. It's this woman giving birth. This is what scarred me the fuck out of me. The woman giving birth, this doctor, you know, taking the baby out, blah, blah. Doctor grabs the baby, pulls it over, f***ing the baby. I'm like, nope, stop, nope,
stop,
done,
stop,
done.
Stop. I have a line.
That's
my line.
Why, that's why I paused. I didn't know about that. I fucking stopped him. Like, nope, done.
I can't. That's...
But isn't as bad. Later in the movie, I heard about he has one last thing to get out of this contract he's in. And he goes in. There are two people tied to a bed. And he goes, fucked him to death, and you're out. He goes, okay. He's still drugged, whatever. Fucks him to death. Turns out it was his son and wife.
I wish you wouldn't talk sometimes. I love you, but I wish you wouldn't talk.
I had to watch it, man.
Oh, my fucking God.
I had to watch it.
Oh, I just.
It fucking scarred me to death.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
By who?
I don't know. I think it's.
Sounds like a snuff film.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I found it on. I think it was back when 1, 2, 3 movies was still a thing.
That is fucked up. That is so fucked up.
It is, yeah.
You just. I'm curious, but also like really not at the same time.
Just go waste, I don't know, like
I'm not gonna
max 40 minutes of your time and just see what's up.
Is it that short? Or?
No, you'll make it 40 minutes.
I can't do much past Human Centipede. Like I watched the second one of those, which I did. I'm not a big horror movie person.
Yeah,
but I did go out of my way to watch that movie, and I wish I hadn't. Mm-hmm. You know, that was definitely one I wish I could go back and scrub from my brain.
Yeah,
but I also just have a little baby brain. I can't. Like I don't like all that. You know, like, I don't know. Saw does have a weird spot for me. Like, for whatever reason, I can watch some of those movies. But, like, I don't know. It's Human Centipede. And I know a lot of people don't have a problem watching that movie, those movies in particular. But, man, I don't get it. There is just something in me that gets really fucking uncomfortable seeing that shit, you know?
Wasn't yeah. the third one where they're in the prison and they do the whole chain?
Yes, and it's more than just three people. Like, the first...
Second one, right?
No, that's the second one is the one about it's about a guard who like tries to reenact
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Like it's like it's shot in black and white, and he tries to reenact the Human Centipede because he watched the movie of Human Centipede. So you're watching a movie yeah. of a guy watching a movie, trying to do the thing he saw in the movie, which is really stupid. The first one, I didn't really like. Someone tried to get me to watch Tusk, and it's the same premise. Human Centipede and having sex with people and killing them. I don't even want to say the word I was going to say because it's just, I can't.
Dude, it was fucked up.
I'm a fucking human being. You're just a monster for bringing that
on
up.
So I was like, well, this sounds awful. I'm going to watch it.
Well, Will, I can't thank you enough for stopping by and hanging out with us, man. You want to go ahead and throw out your plug?
Yeah. Instagram is willdotattoos. You can also email me at willdotattoos@gmail.com for appointments. And I will be traveling around the country doing guest spots and conventions if you want to take a look at my Instagram's normally where I'm posting that. And then I'm hoping to have a website up here soon, so... Hopefully that is also Will Do Tattoos, but it'll be on my Instagram whenever I get it up. So
where do you plan on going?
Currently right now I've got a spot scheduled in Des Moines. I've got a connection out in California that I'd like to get out to, and Colorado. Also might be trying to do some stuff in Florida, so we'll see.
Nice.
That's going to be fucking awesome. I love seeing the work that you do, and I know you fucking enjoy conventions. You always come back with some kind of award for fucking doing them. He's got like a little shelf with all of his fucking awards that he gets from these. Yeah, dude.
Hell
he's
yeah.
fucking great. He's fantastic. Get a chance. Check out Will Do Tattoos. 10 out of 10. Go to this man. He's wonderful. He's a fucking great dude. And if you don't go to him, I'm going to have to find you, murder your children. That's where we're going to be with this.
And that's why I don't have children.
I'm Tyler Campbell. Thank you so much for checking us out. Find us on Spotify. Hit us up on our Instagram, A Call to Madness. You can email us at acalltomadness@gmail.com. Give us a 5-star review. If you're following us, you're awesome. If you're not, why the fuck not? With that, Jake?
I'm Uranus Dipshit. That's all I got.
That's all you're going to say?
That's all I got.
You're not going to promote your Instagram this time that you don't fucking ever use?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm probably going to start using that. I don't know for sure yet. But it is Rain and Dipshit as my handle, so. Anything Rain and Dipshit, come find me.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Remember, you called.
Fuck it. Will, you're doing this.
But you only found madness.
My man. Yeah. All right, we're out.
Deuces.